Nobody really wants to get coronavirus. In fact, most of us are likely doing our best to avoid it, and with good reason.
To have COVID in this house was very scary, very scary.
So to hear that perhaps the most protected man in the world got infected was honestly a shock. But it's what came next that has really touched a nerve among COVID survivors and relatives of those who have passed from this terrible virus.
I learned so much about coronavirus, and one thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines, all developed recently.
Our president has the audacity to stand in front of us and say, don't be afraid. I say, be afraid. Be afraid. I'm living with this every day. Every day I wake up. Am I going to be dizzy today? I don't know. Am I going to walk and my left leg is going to drag because I can't feel it? I don't know.
This week on 880 In Depth, the story of one woman's battle with COVID, how it has affected her life and health, and her simple message to the rest of us.
We're on this planet together. We need to take care of each other. And it's just a mask.
I'm Tim Scheld from WCBS News Radio 880. We hear so much about the 212,000 Americans who've died from COVID this year, and may we never forget them and the lives they touched. But this week, we wanted to hear about the survivors. After all, there are more than 7.5 million of them in the U.S. today. Sherry Roddy is one of them.
Some doctors will tell me, it's the virus, it has to run its course, and, you know, this will go away. And then I have other doctors that just kind of hold their hands up and say, we just don't know.
Every patient is no doubt different, and there is still much to learn about why some suffer longer-lasting effects. But we thought there was value in digging into the topic of living with COVID.
I was initially diagnosed on April 27th. However, I first showed signs of having COVID on April 3rd.
Sherry Roddy was never hospitalized with COVID. She's married, the mother of two adult children, a boy and a girl. Her daughter is now an oncology nurse in Bergen County, moved by the experience of seeing her brother live through a kidney transplant years ago. His donor was his father. So you can imagine, COVID was a deep concern in the family's Glen Rock, New Jersey home late this winter. Sherry told her story to our reporter, Peter Haskell.
It started off on April 3rd with loss of sense of smell and taste for about 6 days, fatigue, things like that. But after a few days, I went back to my regular activity of walking 4 miles a day and things like just regular activity. On April 27th is when the bottom fell out, and I had a very high blood pressure of 212 over 104. My daughter, who is a nurse, took me right to urgent care, and they did all the necessary tests to check to make sure I wasn't having a stroke, a heart attack, so on and so forth. During that appointment, they swabbed me for COVID-19, and the following day I learned that I was positive.
Did that surprise you?
Yes. Yes and no. It did surprise me because I wasn't showing, as they call it, classic COVID symptoms, which is something my husband had. Back in mid-March, he was sick for about 3 weeks with fever, chills, fatigue, cough, so on and so forth. He was sick for a good 3 weeks and then fully recovered after that. But for our family, it was a very terrifying time. My son had a kidney transplant in 2014, and to have COVID in this house was very scary, very scary. So I needed to protect him as well as the rest of the family. So I isolated for a good 2+ weeks. Never came out of the room.
So tell us about April 27th. What happened after your test came back positive?
Yeah, so I followed up with my primary care doctor the following day, and he ordered a battery of tests. He did put me on a low dose of amlodipine, which is a blood pressure medication. And he had me follow up with a cardiologist because it did show that I did have a little bit of a heart murmur, and he just wanted to make sure I got checked out. They ran a D-dimer test to make sure I wasn't having a clot. And every test came back fine. Everything was fine. I followed up with the cardiologist a week or so after that, but every day was just a different symptom. The symptoms were sort of all over the map, from the heart racing to dizziness. Neuropathy was a big thing. I had a lot of numbness and tingling in my arms and my legs, tremors in my right hand, a lot of tinnitus, a lot of ringing in the ears. That is still occurring. One thing early on that happened, that the only way I can describe it is, it felt like the blood flow through my body was sort of like molasses. It just wasn't moving the way it typically does, and not that you can ever feel your blood flowing, but I felt it. It was very, very different. So a lot of scary side effects.
The symptoms you describe, did they come quickly after that diagnosis, or did they come slowly?
No, they came quickly, but not all. They didn't all seem to come at the same time. And the way I can really describe it is, I feel as if this is like a monster virus that is just moving throughout my body. I mean, one day it could be, you know, my shoulder hurts. The next day is just the chest pressure. The next day I could have stabbing pains in my head. That happened a lot last week. Every day is different. I can't explain. There's no pattern to this. I quite frankly, I feel like there's no end to this right now. And it's terrifying. It's terrifying that we just don't have a handle on this yet. And there's so many of us out there right now.
So tell me about the symptoms that you still have. Do you have all of these things or just some of them?
Well, they come and go. The dizziness seems to be constant. It's sort of like where the room spins. It's a little bit of a disconnect and sort of an out-of-body feeling, fogginess. I have experienced major brain fog and some memory loss, which has been a little bit scary at times. One example of that is I have a reusable water bottle, and I picked up the top of the bottle and looked at my husband, and I did not know what that top was called. I didn't know what this object in my hand was. And this is my water bottle that I use every single day. A lot of the other side effects are, there's a lot of them. there goes my brain fog.
All right, that's fine. We'll move forward. Here's the critical question, I think.
Sure.
Your doctor thinks all of these things are linked to COVID.
Well, I've seen many doctors. I've had two primary doctors. I had one, and then I recently changed. I've seen the cardiologist, infectious disease, neurologist, and all these doctors. One of the primary care doctors wanted to rule everything else out, and I was on board with that. You know, I was showing a lot of symptoms of having MS, so they wanted to rule that out. But yes, the majority of the doctors believe, yes, these symptoms are from COVID. And some doctors will tell me it's the virus, it has to run its course, and, you know, this will go away. And then I have other doctors that just kind of hold their hands up and say, we just don't know. We just don't know if this is going to go away. You know, in 6 months, in a year, ever, we just don't know. The medical field just does not have a handle on this virus just yet.
What is that like for you to hear that kind of news from a doctor?
It's alarming. It's very, very scary. It's scary for me, for my future, for my family, and it's scary for the thousands, if not millions, of people dealing with this. There's so many of us. I belong to a group called the Long Haulers COVID Discussion Group, and we're a lot of people. there's a real lot of people out there dealing with very similar side effects from what I have. Yeah, it's It's alarming.
You talk about a lot of physical symptoms. What is the psychological and the emotional toll?
It's a lot. I mean, I haven't been able to work. Having a son with such a compromised immune system is scary. Because God forbid he gets this. I don't know what will happen if he gets this. It's sad. It's sad that there are people in this world that don't recognize that this is really happening. And I just wish people could understand that it's a mask. It's just a mask. That's all you need to do. And if we're all just a little bit compliant with just a simple mask, we can beat this. We can get through this.
We spoke to Sherry about how COVID has become so politically charged today, how the wearing of masks has helped divide America.
Well, generally speaking, there are a lot of people who think, you know, it's something you don't really need. It's about freedom.
Yeah, well, I live in a free country, too, and I deserve to live. And my son deserves to live, and my daughter deserves to live, and it's just not fair. It's not fair. You know, there are over 210,000 individuals that have lost their lives. That's a lot of people. That number does not include the people that are affected like me. Like I said earlier, I'm part of a COVID discussion group, and the numbers are just staggering. I mean, I think we're 1,600 members took a survey recently. Out of those 1,600 members, we have 200 different symptoms that were recorded. That's a lot. I mean, 200 different symptoms. I don't even understand how the medical field is going to get a handle on this. We're about 9,200 members in the group. There's a lot of those people that I think if a mask was just worn, we could have cut that number by a lot. A real lot.
I think before you were making a reference to the president, he was diagnosed with COVID. He came out of the hospital. He said, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. What do you think about that?
I don't understand how our president can actually stand in front of the American people as our leader of this country and dismiss what is happening to millions of people in this world. How in the world can you possibly politicize a pandemic? This is a pandemic. This is no joke. People are dying every day. I have a sister that is a nurse out in Long Island, and her job one day was to literally take a Sharpie marker and write COVID on the patients of those that have gone before us. That was her job for an entire day with a Sharpie. I mean, our medical professionals, they're going to have years of PTSD. How can you not? This is not something they teach you in nursing school or med school or anything like that. And our president has the audacity to stand in front of us and say, don't be afraid. I say, be afraid. Be afraid. I'm living with this every day. Every day I wake up. Am I going to be dizzy today? I don't know. Am I going to walk and my left leg is going to drag because I can't feel it? I don't know. I want to go to the grocery store. Okay, well, I better get one of my kids to hop in the car with me to take me because I certainly can't drive like this. This has really changed my life, my family's life, and we need to be afraid.
One of the things the president said was get out there. What do you make of that?
He can go out there all he wants. I'm not doing it. I don't think it's safe. We do not have a handle on this virus. We do not have. There is not a vaccine yet. They don't know what they're dealing with just yet. Can we just let the medical professionals and the scientists do their jobs and just listen to the science right now and listen to what they're telling us to do? just take a step back. Just stay home. Wear your mask. Order food in. I don't know. Do not get out there. Do not.
Sherry Roddy turned 55 this week, and she's not letting COVID keep her down. She stays connected with other survivors, and they share their stories. She gets that people are upset about the current circumstances.
The way you make it sound, it really shouldn't be that hard to follow the kind of rules you describe.
Oh, gosh, no. No, no, absolutely not. I mean, everybody's gotten very creative over the last, 6 months with how we interact with people. You know, Zoom is a big thing now, obviously. Did we hear about that a year ago? Maybe a little bit here or there. But, it's a hard on grandparents not being able to hug their grandchildren. Of course it is. It's hard for kids to not be in schools on a full-time basis. That's difficult. I have not spent the time that I want with my family, and, we're now, everybody's rethinking what we're going to do for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and, but let's be creative, and let's use this time to just sit back and let the medical professionals and scientists do their jobs so we can get back to things like, Easter dinner and Thanksgiving dinner and things like that. But just take a step back. I mean, we were moving so fast. I seriously believe that it was somebody was putting a big old fat pause button on us to say, slow it down, human race. You're crazy people right now. So I think we'll get there, but I think we have to be compliant. We have to sit back and just wait, just be a little more patient.
Sherry, you've been very kind with your time. Is there anything else you want to add that we didn't talk about?
You know what, Peter? This has obviously been life-changing for everybody on this planet. I just hope that people listen to their hearts and understand that your neighbor matters. Your neighbor matters. It's not all about you. We're on this planet together. We need to take care of each other. And it's just a mask. That's all it is.
Just a mask. 880 In Depth is a production of WCBS News Radio 880. The executive producers are Peter Haskell and myself. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what you hear also, pass it on and check out the older episodes. Most, if not all of them, still hold up. As always, have a good week, wear a mask, and stay safe.